I want to tell you the story of Gerald Cotton. Jerry was the CEO of the biggest Bitcoin exchange in Canada. It was called Quadriga. In the fall of 2018, Jerry and his wife went to India on their honeymoon. But a week into their trip, he suddenly came down with stomach pains, and then he died. That was a problem for Jerry's customers because he was the only person who knew the passwords to access the money in their accounts. A combined $215 million in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Jerry took those passwords with him to the grave, and without them, all of his customers' money was locked up forever with no chance of being returned. Or at least, that's what those customers were told. Does Jerry's story sound fishy to you? It sounded fishy to me, too. So I spent the past 2 years investigating. And believe me when I tell you that nothing could have prepared me for what I found.
Since 15, he was a con man. I mean, he was running these schemes since he was a kid.
We realized the money was gone pretty much immediately from the code that's on the blockchain.
I honestly said, I don't know if this guy owes money to people. I don't know if his wife is a scam artist.
My money now is on my belief that he is still alive.
I'm Aaron Lammer. Welcome to Exit Scam, a podcast series about the allegedly deceased founder of Quadriga, Gerald Cotton, and the fortune that disappeared with him. New episodes every Monday starting May 10th.
He probably has just listened to this podcast and heard my words, and that makes me feel a little bit creepy and unsettled.